All right. Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. It's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. It's Friday. That means Fridays with Sandy. And you know, Sandy, man, I guess I can be considered fickle. The high is 73. I'm not ready for a high of 73. But I was complaining the other day when it was 85.
Develops sort of a princess taste for weather, right? What is the exact? So I guess Earl likes weather that's between 77 and 79 degrees, right? Those are.
Yeah,
like
you
Earl
know.
Likes room temperature weather.
Yeah.
Yeah, but the room has to be just the right temperature.
85. I was out the other day at a couple parks, 85 degrees. I'm saying, man, it's too hot. And, yeah. And now I'm hearing the high is 73, and I just stepped out for a moment, and I could feel a little tinge of fall.
Chilly.
Yeah, I'm not ready for that.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, I got you.
Maybe
you
about know, but, 79. I don't know. Is there a difference between 73 and 79 that you can feel?
Oh, sure. Yeah.
Really? Okay.
Yeah. In fact, that's why I think that centigrade, I sort of got kind of continentalized about the whole centigrade and particularly the centigrade system.
So tell us what the difference is.
Well, each there's 0 to 100 degrees centigrade. Zero is the freezing temperature. 100 degrees is the boiling temperature for water. So we have 212 degrees. We have 180 degrees in that same spread.
Right.
So each one of our degrees is a much smaller increment of change of heat, and the centigrade temperatures are a little bit bigger. So to me, centigrade makes a little more sense. It's not cutting it quite as fine. And the difference between 20 degrees centigrade and 23 degrees centigrade, you pretty much understand.
So, Sandy, I want to now go back to Ukraine. And I was reading this article in today's Washington Post this morning. Less than 100 miles east, artillery salvos pound Ukrainian defensive positions as Russia forces inch forward. But below the surface of this sprawling Donbass coal field, a dwindling number of miners are still working, extracting a fuel that is emblematic of one of Ukraine's biggest challenges. The Kremlin is robbing this nation of the building blocks of its economy, its natural resources. After nearly 6 months of fighting, Moscow's sloppy war has yielded at least one big reward. Expanded control over some of the most mineral-rich lands in Europe. Ukraine harbors some of the world's largest reserves of titanium and iron ore, fields of untapped lithium, and massive deposits of coal. Collectively, they are worth tens of trillions of dollars. Sandy, do you think Russia knew what was that? Well, they had to know because that used to be a part of the USSR. Did they know those resources were there?
Yeah, I mean, yeah. What I've been criticizing U.S. policy about is the fact that we totally misunderstood the extent to which Ukraine is critical, strategically important, and critical to Russia, whereas it has not ever been viewed as being strategically or critically important to the interests of the United States or the West. And it's the reason I think that Germany was probably hell-bent on not approving the inclusion of Ukraine into NATO, and if not Germany, other of the European countries who would have blackballed that. And the reason is that they understood the socio-political importance and the geopolitical implications of Ukraine to Russia as compared to Ukraine to the West. Ukraine is a pivotally important thing to Russia, and to us, it ends up being sort of a source of philosophical debate, ideological debate, but not a matter of critical importance. And we've demonstrated that, all of us, the Western Europe and the United States, by the fact that we aren't going to commit any troops to Ukraine in this battle, nor are we willing to escalate this battle in any manner that would put our national defense and our national treasure at risk.
You don't foresee It's been a while now, and so the United States has weighed this over and over and over, Sandy, and it's clear now that what you just said is correct. We are not going to escalate it any more than it already is. Do you think that the United States is aware of the mineral wealth that is there?
Oh, I'm sure we are. I'm sure we are. I mean, you know, we have intelligence. Ukraine is a leaky ship. It's always been sort of the center for bilateral intel. Ever since the end of the USSR, the Ukraine has been the place where intelligence is gathered greatly about Russia and about the West, because it's sort of a melding pot for those interests. So I'm confident we have a great deal of knowledge about what's in Ukraine, and we have a great deal of involvement in Ukraine. This corrupt country was available for purchase by Western interests as well as by Russia. And of course, Ukrainian special interests were busily trying to purchase influence in the United States, as seen by Hunter Biden and other ways in which they clearly were trying to buy influence.
So, Sandy, that mineral.
The head of the campaign for Donald Trump, his biggest client as a lobbyist was Ukraine.
You know, Sandy, that mineral wealth that they're talking about here, $10 trillion, that's not a mere pittance. And when you talk about lithium and minerals needed for the future, the technology of these nations, that's certainly worth fighting for, right? If you're Russian.
Maybe if lithium was viewed as being that scarce, but there's an article in the Wall Street Journal today all about the vast sources of lithium in South America.
Okay.
I think there are vast sources of lithium around the world. I do think what we're going to end up with is environmental concerns about what is the impact of mining lithium, refining lithium, and then disposing of lithium. So we're going to move from sort of an environmental enthusiasm about electric cars to some environmental skepticism as time goes on, when we begin to see the implications of building and creating batteries for electric cars.
You know, Sandy, it also says Ukraine would also lose a myriad of other reserves, including stores of natural gas, oil, and rare earth minerals, essential for high-tech components that could hamper Western Europe's search for alternatives to imports from Russia and China. So behind all of this, Sandy, the more, you know, you delve into this, it's more than, you know, just something that Russia has haphazardly entered into. Clearly, it's a harbinger of their future, and they're willing to do whatever it takes in order to hold on to that.
Well, and it also is something that should alert us to the dangers of a U.S. policy which is designed to isolate a place like Russia and all of its interests, and to isolate China. You know, Mongolia, which is not a part of China, but Mongolia as a country is one of the richest countries in rare earth metals. And you know, of course, it lies between Russia and China. And if we isolate Russia and China, I can almost assure you that Mongolia will as well be isolated. So when we start creating isolation, and when we break down globalization, we will break down the access of Western Europe and America to all of these vital resources. And when we talk about the geographic scale of Russia and China, it's much, much geographically bigger than the United States. It's bigger than the United States and China combined. It's a huge geographic territory, and to talk about it isolating it from the rest of the world is, in my book, crazy.
So, Sandy, when and I see you on the phone line, we'll come to you in a second. But Sandy, as you know, the winter is going to be upon that region real soon, and so what I want to ask you is, certainly Russia is looking at that right now and planning, and so is Ukraine. What changes, what impact is the fact that we're coming towards the winter months going to have in the next several months in the planning of this war?
Well, I guess Germany had a surprise about that very same issue when they tried to take Stalingrad.
Hold the thought. Got to go to a break. I see you, Dave. When we come back, we'll get to you. It's Friday. It's Fridays with Sandy Williams. We'll be right back.